Good morning, good...
If parenthood came with a GPS, it would most likely just say recalculating. Join Yolandi Becker and her guest experts Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Bump and Beyond, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Good morning, good morning. And yes, you are on Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. Today, we're diving into a topic that I obviously love. And it is a topic that literally keeps parents up at night. We're talking about sleep regressions today, mostly because, maybe it's also because of what I do. Obviously, it's what I do, but I feel like it's become a thing again. And I've been doing sleep for quite some time, like a lifetime, literally my children's lifetime. And it is really like there's these ebb and flow of topics that come up, and, you know, like attachment parenting, it comes and goes. And sleep regressions is all, and also things like a reflux. At one point, all children have reflux and then it goes away. At the moment, all children have colic again. I thought colic disappeared, but apparently it's made a comeback. And sleep regressions is also one of those things that become a hot topic and it kind of fades away a little bit. It's also sometimes called something else. Then they give it a new name, and then it now has come back nicely as a sleep regression again. You know, it's those, a sleep regression is like you think you've got the hang of things, and finally it's getting a little bit of a rhythm, and all of a sudden something happens and the sleep is just haywire. So today I've got help, of course, to talk about this topic. Good Night Sleep consultant Melissa Biermann is joining me today. And she's also been with Good Night for a lifetime, as long, like very long. How long has it been, Melissa?
Almost 7 years.
Ah, see, so yeah, you're in good hands here.
We've got my children's lifetime.
Yeah, combination. Yeah. I don't want to say that. That makes me feel old. Thank you so much, Melissa, for joining me today.
You're so welcome. It's so nice to be here.
And don't you feel that it is one of those topics that's really like, I also don't know if it's the cold now that's adding to the topic.
Okay.
I do feel that sleep regressions is one of those things that kind of is having an impact on parents again. And lots of people are always talking about it. Maybe we should just first, like I said, start with what is a sleep regression?
Yeah, so a sleep regression, I would say, in my experience, is a temporary disruption to sleep patterns, and things are less normal than usual. So I would say if you are in a good routine, you've gone through a journey with myself or Yolandi, and your children are sleeping amazingly, independently, and all of a sudden it's disrupted. So you've got more frequent wake-ups, you've got difficulty falling asleep, you've got babies resisting naps all of a sudden, they've got increased fussiness or irritability, then that could probably be signs of a sleep regression.
And I mean, I couldn't have said it better. Well done. as always, of course, I do want you to be part of this discussion. So again, between me and Melissa, we've got quite a bit of experience in sleep, also sleep regressions. So if you have questions on this topic, specifically any sleep questions, but specifically also sleep regression topics, or if you've experienced one, you're worried about one, please do send us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. Or you can also email us at instudio@hivefm.com. If you haven't got the app yet, then please go download it. And you can access like the WhatsApp line and everything through it. It kind of navigates you to everything. And obviously also all the podcasts are there. So it's really easy to use, and it's user-friendly, and it's fun, and go do it. And apps are just, you know, you should have it. Lots of apps on your phone, then you look cool. anyway, I think so. I'm definitely not the expert on that topic. But yeah, sleep regressions is that. And I mean, temporary, I think is maybe the right word. But I mean, even if you have okay sleep and all of a sudden it changes, and in all honesty, it could also maybe even be in the other direction where you could temporarily have better sleep.
100%. And then it's time to collapse.
Could also be a regression, I guess.
But positive regression.
Regression in the right direction that it goes. But yes, I mean, for me, it's also one of those things like sometimes, and I mean, I'm not saying that colic and reflux and all those things don't exist. And that I also want to clarify on my first when I was talking about these things, I don't want to give the impression that it's not a real thing, and the same with sleep regressions. But I do sometimes feel like, do you think it is a real thing? Or do you think, I mean, in some ways it's like also like teething and things like that. Do you think sometimes people just loosely use the word regression? Do you think so, or do you think it's a real thing?
So I think it differs from child to child, right? So, and what they're currently going through. For example, my daughter solidly went through the 18-month sleep regression. Like she's now 8, and I can still remember detail for detail how the 18-month sleep regression went. But I also have. I just got off a call with a mom who's got a 16-month-old, and she's already showing signs of the 18-month sleep regression, and it is due to teething and some environmental change with family living with them all of a sudden and things like that. So yes, definitely. But my son, I started with some healthy sleep hygiene and good sleep cues and routine at 3.5 months already. And I don't think he went through the 4-month sleep regression. I the one that everyone fears after the newborn phase. And whether it is because he was already in a positive place in terms of sleep routine and some rhythm and good sleep hygiene, I'm not sure. Maybe he just didn't go through it. I've had a little bit of both sides, but I do think that things like developmental milestones and environmental change and teething and illness could cause regression. And that would be a reason for the regression.
And I mean, regression is a real thing. That is not what I'm saying. For sure, regressions happen. And as Melissa has highlighted, the reason for a regression is change. And that could be environmental changes, or your child getting sick can even cause a regression, like worse sleep. Definitely. But obviously then the biggest variable, like you said, developmental changes, and we're going to talk about that just now a lot more, can cause regressions as well. Because your child is constantly changing, their development can have an impact on their sleep. But for me, again, I feel that the word regression, or when I talk about regressions, I feel that it's, like you said, a temporary thing. And that's why I don't love calling the 4-month sleep regression a regression, because it gives the idea that
sleep should already be amazing.
If you're going to push through a night or two or a week or two, then it's going to get better. Yeah. And the change that is happening with regards to sleep at 4 months, if you don't do something about it, it won't change. And that's why I was asking the question about is it real or not? Because in some ways, I think that moms are like, oh, it's just this 4-month sleep regression and I'm going to push through and it's going to get better. But the reality is maybe it's not going to get better. But we're going to talk about that just now a little bit more. Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics for Adults offers convenient and professional care to help you manage health risks. Whether you are having regular wellness checks, such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics offers you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. fast, affordable, and with care. Find your nearest Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic inside Dis-Chem Pharmacies. Better health starts here.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
If you're just joining me, yes, you are on 101.9 Chai FM, and this is me, your host, Yolandi Becker, and we're on Bump and Beyond talking parenting, talking sleep today, specifically sleep regressions, a hot topic always that parents wonder about and wonder if they're going to survive it. And I'm joined by Goodnight Sleep Consultant. She's been a consultant already for over 7 years, Melissa Bierman. So between the two of us, I feel you're in good hands. So as always, of course, I do want you to be part of the discussion. So if you have any questions or comments, please, you can WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019, 061-895-1019. Any sleep questions, but specifically questions, obviously, about sleep regressions would be appreciated. Before we went to a break, we were talking, Melissa, about what causes sleep regressions. And we were talking like change can happen and that can cause sleep regressions. But do they tend to happen at specific ages?
So I think social media has made specific ages or highlighted specific ages in terms of sleep regressions. And I think most of them move around the physical development as a baby grows, as well as growth spurts. The big word, growth spurt. So yeah, there are some specific ages, the 4 month sleep regression, as you were saying. And I think we've always known that one to be a mental thing, mental development. So babies, circadian rhythm starts developing in their brain, etc., and they start linking sleep cycles or even going through sleep cycles for the first time ever, and that could be a reason. I think another common one is probably between 8 and 10 months due to the crawling milestone, and then obviously the 12-month one, which is the walking milestone. And it's so difficult because if I look at a lot of my clients these days, 6-month-olds are crawling and 9-month-olds are walking. So, and 1-year-olds are throwing tantrums like 2-year-olds. So it's so difficult to really pinpoint a specific age around sleep regressions. I think parents need to remember that their baby is an individual human being with their own growth spurts in their own time and their own development in their own time. But growth spurts and development are two of the factors that can cause regression. Teething as well. So parents, I think there's a lot of listeners that are sitting back and going, okay, so we're permanently in a sleep regression then, because if my baby's not teething, then my baby is learning to crawl or sit or walk or going through some emotional development. So is this it now? Are we always going to be in a sleep regression? And no, you're not. So yeah, there are different factors and times that I would say there are. I think the sleep regression might be a little bit stronger than other times. Yeah.
And I mean, I made a video once also where I was like, when does a sleep regression happen? And I was like, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, 10 months, because it literally can, like Melissa said, because it's associated often with these leaps or wonder weeks or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. So it is highlighted during these times of change and development, definitely. And obviously we as parents notice physical development a lot more than like mental and cognitive development is a little bit trickier to kind of notice and things like that. But things, and it can be such silly things, for instance, like if your child starts rolling over. My own daughter that there's like 4 months where she started sleeping really well. And all of a sudden, she was literally stuck like a turtle on her stomach. And she rolled onto her stomach. And then at night, she was like, she even had this weird sound that she made. Then I went in, I rolled her onto her front. And she slept further. And so for two or three nights, I literally just had to go in for two or three times, roll her back, and then she slept. So it wasn't anything I was doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a phase of development. And we've experienced also then babies sit up a year, 5 months, 6 months, and then they're literally stuck in the sitting position. In their sleep, they're not able to go lie down yet or sit down when they're standing up here around 9-10 months, sometimes, especially when they do it earlier. And then literally, as a parent, you're just going to have to go in and lay them down. So these are examples of how like physical change and development within your child can cause disruptions in your sleep. Not because of anything that you've changed, because that's more often than not when parents phone me about a sleep regression, they're like, nothing has changed. The routine is exactly the same still, and everything is still exactly the same, but all of a sudden my baby is waking up. And lots of parents as well, then they're like, you know what, you have to sleep, once you've sleep trained, you have to sleep train your child again and again and again and again. And it's not really that you have to sleep train them again. It's really about that they are growing and changing, because surprise, surprise, you have a baby, not robot. And they are going to change and grow all the time. And we have to be excited about that fact. But that change in development can have an impact on their sleep. But that now brings me to my next question. Do all babies experience every single regression? Are you guaranteed to have like a 4 month, 5 month, 6 month regression?
No, no. And others will probably be more tough than some. So that depends. You can have a baby that doesn't teethe as tough as the next baby. And so teething won't be one of the reasons for the regression or the temporary sleep disruption. Shall we change that? Shall we change the big word? And some babies, you know, have an opportunity to really practice that physical milestone a lot during the day when they're awake. And so it doesn't really disrupt their sleep much. And so I think sometimes parents tend to revert to sleep regression quicker than to say, maybe it's time for us to look at getting into a bit of a better routine and look at some good, healthy sleep habits rather than just say, it's another sleep regression, it's another sleep regression. I think parents should educate themselves with the right tools and the right guidelines and the right information from the experts to guide them through the sleep regressions instead of just making out everything to be a sleep regression and just not sleep, because it's probably not a sleep regression. No, it's exactly, why would you want to go through life like that? So it's not necessarily, it might not even be a sleep regression. It could be just that babies are being humans and they are testing boundaries and they are growing and developing and they want to see which buttons they can push at bedtime. And parents automatically say, but that's a sleep regression. And it's not necessarily. So no, I don't think all babies go through the same ones. And I also don't think all babies go through all of them.
And that's the thing, is like my own daughter, Emmy, she had none of the sleep regression. She, wow. I lie, she had the 4 month sleep regression.
Okay.
She was like, a beautiful sleeper up until year 3 months, and all of a sudden all hell broke loose. And it is, luckily I did something about it relatively quickly afterwards. And she slept really well, the beginning of my goodnight journey.
You see, you did something about it.
And she literally, none of the sleep regressions, not the 9 months, not the 18 months, none of them she experienced. Until 3 years, there was the first time I kind of had where she had like, and it wasn't even that she was waking up in the middle of the night, it was bedtime that was becoming a problem where she had some resistance. My son, on the other hand, was, I can't even say that he experienced any sleep regressions because he was just such a crappy sleeper. Before good night, I have to give you a disclaimer before good night. After I sorted out, Emmy did. But basically for 2.5 years, he was sleeping bad. So I can't even say if he had worse or better or whatever. If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM. And this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolande Becker. And this week we're chatting with Melissa Bierman, who's a good night sleep consultant for over 7 years already, who's joining us to talk about sleep regressions, those things that keep us up at night, those excuses we use why our children are not sleeping well. And we're just talking specifically about, like, what causes sleep regressions, and also that it's not necessarily the case that your child is going to experience every sleep regression. But now we've talked about what can cause it. But what do you feel like, Melissa, some of the mistakes then parents make when it comes to sleep regressions?
So I think if there are regressions at night, not bedtime or not resisting nap time or anything, but during the night. So they're falling asleep beautifully at bedtime and all of a sudden the nights are crazy. Frequent wake-ups, long length wake-ups. I think parents try their best to get the child back to sleep. And at 2 a.m. in the morning, it's quite counterproductive to try and just, I don't know, pat a little bit or wait it out, or because everyone's tired, right? And the freak cold that we have at the moment, no one wants to sit up in the middle of the night for more than 5 minutes, I suppose.
Yeah.
So they take babies to their beds. They start bed sharing. They start rocking to sleep if they weren't rocked to sleep originally. All of a sudden, they think maybe baby's hungry, so we feed to sleep. So I think they, if those are mistakes that if that's the word that I could use, then that would probably be it. Going back to old habits, if you had already created new healthy ones, going back to old ones, thinking then that is what baby actually wants or needs. And if that was the norm, then just reverting back to what we did before our sleep was disrupted. And I think it's actually so good to know that when baby goes through a temporary sleep disruption period, whether it's 3 nights or whether it's a week or two, that it is just temporary, and to revert back to bad habits will probably not be good or healthy. Especially if the babies are quite old, because then the older they get, the more they're like, okay, hold on, this is actually quite nice now. I'm enjoying this rocking. And then they're going to push that boundary to be rocked, even though they've gone past the sleep regression. Yeah. Now they've gotten used to the new association that's been created, or the new habit. And then it's just a snowball effect.
But then what should parents be doing when a regression happens?
So I think it's important to try and stay consistent, right? So let's have a checklist. Could baby be teething? Is there a milestone that they're reaching physically, emotionally, maybe mentally? Has the environment changed? Did we move recently? Has the change in temperature in the room made a difference? Have we decided to move baby out of parents' room into their own room? So if there's an environmental change, it could also play a role.
Yeah.
And obviously changes in routine. So when babies start transitioning from 3 to 2 naps or 2 to 1 nap, that could also cause a regression in the middle of the night. And I think just staying consistent in terms of sleep association. So don't try and create a new association because baby's going through all of this. These changes, try stick to the routine, the healthy routine that you have. Consistency is key with a child. They don't have concept of time. They don't have logic. So to just try and stay consistent, still have a good bedtime routine, still, you know, make sure that the environment is calm, and stick to the awake window during the day. Make sure that you know what is the awake window appropriate for this new age, this new month, or this new phase that baby's going through, And look, sleep begets sleep. So if baby's having a good day, they'll have a good night. And if they have a good night, they'll have a good day. So staying consistent and moving through, just riding the wave, moving through the teething period. If there's pain, to give the correct medication, the right dosage that the doctor or nurse or pharmacist gives you. If they're going through a developmental milestone, practice it as much as you can when they are awake. If they're going through a mental or an emotional one, to try and educate yourself around how to deal with baby going through this mental or emotional phase in their life. Then I just say, welcome to parenthood.
Even with my clients that I assist, during our last phone call, I always tell them, inevitably, just like with adults, there will be nights where your child is not going to sleep perfect because, again, you have a baby, not a robot. Mm. And there is sometimes, and there's not always a reason necessarily for it, or you might not know the reason for it. There might be a reason, you just don't know what the reason is for it. And that's also okay. So I'm never worried about a night or two of bad sleeping, because inevitably it will happen. There's nothing to do about it. It's because it's when it becomes a little bit longer than that, where it's like 3-4 nights, where I do start wondering about it. There's exceptions, and we'll talk about that just now, how long a regression can last. But for me, it's like you said, during that time of change, whether it's developmental change or environmental change or whatever it is, that's when you as a parent you want to remain consistent. During this stormy time of change, you want to be the anchor. And that is when you want to, because you want to remain calm, and because that's what happens, is that as parents, when these things, all of a sudden the sleep changes, we start panicking. Even when you go from your child is sleeping really well and you know what to do, all of a sudden your child wakes up, you panic. And your child feels that panic. They're like, I see a gap and I'm going to
take it.
And that's exactly it. And that's why you want to remain calm and stick to what you know works in the end of the day. Not, like Melissa said, not introduce new things and new associations or change things up, because then you're creating the gap for them and they're going to take it, of course, because they're human in the end of the day. But you want to remain consistent during this stormy time of change, so that they get security from it. And if you're going to be panicking and scrambling and doing all sorts of different things, they are going to do the same. They're going to scramble and take the gap, and it might create new habits and new things. But in the end of the day, also, like I always say, it is that you also have to remember is some regressions. Like if your child gets really sick, it can cause a regression. Then obviously all rules go out the window, but nothing you do is not fixable.
100%.
You also have to remember, there's always hope.
Yes.
It can get back on track again. If you have a small business, think about this. Imagine you can run amazing special offer, and imagine HiveM told 125,000 people about it. Imagine we also posted your special offer on our social media platforms and listed you on our website. And imagine you could do all of this on a month-to-month basis. What would that be worth to you? HiveM has a special stimulus package for small businesses, and you should get in touch to find out more. Email info@hivefm.com or send a text to 061-895-1019 and we'll call you. 101.9 HiveM, 101.9 megahertz of building community businesses.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
If you've just joined me, yes, you are on 101.9 HiveM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And sorry, you've missed most of the show today already, but don't despair. As always, this will be available as a podcast on our website, hivefm.com. You can go listen to this show and all of our shows today specifically, we've been talking about sleep regressions with sleep consultant Melissa Bierman, and it's been really great talking about this and just shedding some light and giving you some insights and tips on how to deal with sleep regressions. So Melissa, before we completely run out of time, how long, because we've been talking about what causes sleep regressions, what do you have to do when a sleep regression happens, what you shouldn't do when a sleep regression happens, but I mentioned now, like for me, 2 or 3 nights, I'm never worried about. When it comes to 3, 4 nights, then I will start looking at things. But how long can you expect a sleep regression to last?
So again, it differs from type of regression that baby is going through and obviously age. Anything from a couple of days to a few weeks. And it's tough. It's tough because it feels never ending. But as we said previously, consistency really is the key to ride the wave and just go through this regression and to not fall back on old or habits or create new bad habits, if I could put it that way. So yeah, unfortunately, depending on the type of regression that baby is going through, it could last from a few days to a few weeks.
Yeah, and like we mentioned before, that silly, dreaded 4-month sleep regression. And again, that's why I don't really like calling it a sleep regression, is because it gives the idea that it's something that you have to ride out. And sure, more often than not, if you're not creating the right things, it might not, it probably won't. I'm always wanting to say 98% it won't fix it.
Yeah.
You don't do something about it. So just to kind of give, and I mean, Melissa also touched on it, like the thing is with the 4-month sleep regression is newborns don't have sleep mechanisms like pressure or circadian rhythms to help them to sleep. So it's a year around 3 to 4 months that they start forming these things. And that's when sleep cycles start forming at night. So things before that actually assisted with sleep. So things like a newborn, you have to rock to sleep and you have to feed them to sleep. So a newborn phase is that 0 to 3 month phase. And those things that you use to get your baby to sleep all of a sudden will actually be the reason why they're waking up at night.
Mm-hmm.
So things that previously assisted with sleep will actually be keeping them out of sleep. And that's where you want to kind of shift and make the shift of establishing good sleep hygiene in the end of the day, looking at the building blocks of sleep. So in that case, if you're not going to be doing that, it's very unlikely that the sleep regression is not going to happen. But maybe that leads me into the next question is there a way to prevent sleep regressions?
No, I don't think that you can prevent a sleep regression. You can minimize it. You can minimize the aggressiveness of it,
yes.
Put it that way. And you can minimize it by being consistent in routine and making sure that the sleep environment is still soothing and your checkbox, right? So what could we possibly be dealing with? If it's teething, how do I minimize the pain? If it is an environmental regression, how can I change the environment to assist baby? If it is a physical regression, how can I minimize the disruption throughout the night by practicing the milestone during the day? And I mean, sleep regressions are such a natural part of development for a baby. So to want to take it away completely could be a problem. I think, you know, it's important to know and be educated. And that's why our moms are here, our parents are listening, because they want to educate themselves that the regression is inevitable. It's going to happen. How can I minimize it? How can I help my baby go through this phase that they are not in control of? So instead of making it worse by creating new habits that are probably not sustainable in the long term, let's rather see what could the regression be and how could I minimize the disruption for baby.
Yeah. And I think that's also for me, again, when we're talking about the 4-month sleep regression and what it is all about is creating or giving your child the opportunity to fall asleep on their own and to link their sleep cycles at night more successfully.
Yeah.
The reality, though, is that sleeping through is a combination of your baby being able to link their sleep cycles independently and the parents becoming used to their night noises, because babies do move through these light phases of active REM sleep where they can be more vocal. And especially they can be more vocal and more active during these growth phases, trying out their new skills and doing those type of things. So first of all, you do want to give them the opportunity. So from my perspective is that, and what Melissa is also saying is that preventing is not really inevitably, even if your child has the ability to do that, it still could happen that a sleep regression could happen and the development could, they could be stuck standing in their sleep. It's not something you're doing wrong. It's just a phase that you're getting through. But if your child does not have the ability to link sleep cycles on their own and they're already falling asleep with you rocking, and now you have to rock them even more at night because of the sleep regression, it could be beneficial for you to teach them how to link their sleep cycles on their own. So in some ways, it's not, again, not necessarily preventing. And I think that's what I want you to say, Melissa, how you phrased it is, it's like, but you do have the opportunity to help them to go through it better.
100%. Yeah.
And I
by bettering their sleep.
Is that it, they can do it better. It might not be perfect, but yes. So before you go, Melissa, please, can you just let people know where they can find you if they want help? Also on sleep regression.
Yes, they can find me on the Good Night Baby website, goodnightbaby.co.today. I also have an Instagram page, Melissa Sleep Feed Play. And my email address is melissab@goodnightbaby.co.za if anyone has any more questions or want to go through this journey of linking sleep cycles independently.
I love it. Thank you so much, Melissa. It was great having you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
And just like that, another show has come to an end. If you've missed this show, do not be sad or despair. As you know, it will be available as a podcast on HiFM.com. This show and all of my shows are available on HiFM.com for you to go listen to. And honestly, I'm actually proud of the whole library that we've created of different topics. Today specifically, we talked about sleep regressions. And honestly, I feel like it was very, very insightful. So if you're struggling with sleep and you're wondering if it's a sleep regression that's causing and what you can do about it, please go have a listen at this podcast. Also in future, obviously, I want to cater for what you want me to talk about and what you need and how I can help you better in your parenting journey. And yes, we talk about baby stuff for sure, because it's often during this time where we struggle, but I'm more than happy, and I have done it, talking about older children, because this parenting journey is a long game. And we want to prepare you and assist you in different aspects of it. And sometimes it's not even, I really do try to create help and something, but I'm hoping as well that the biggest thing that you realize is that you're not alone. Often we become, especially when we're struggling, also especially with sleep, I have to say, and I've seen that time and time again, we become and feel very isolated in this journey. And that's not something I want for you as a mom. Life is not meant to be done alone. And we have such a beautiful HiFM community. Please, please reach out if you have questions, topics you want me to cover, or just comments that you want to share. You can send me an email on Yolandi. It's Yolandi@goodnightbaby.co.za. Or you can just find me, Yolandi Becker, Yolandi again with J, and Becker, B-E-C-K, on Instagram. And you can even DM me and say, Yolandi, I listen to you on High FM. I would actually, even if you just send me that, I'm listening to you on High FM. I would love it. But interact with me. I would love to know more. Are you enjoying the show? Is there something that specifically you would love me to talk about? Because this is what this community is about, is interacting and creating that community and making sure that none of the moms out there, or none of the parents, is also not just moms, none of the parents out there are feeling alone or isolated. We are here. And yes, I'm listening. Or you're listening. Ooh, I don't know. I'm always just talking, as you could hear. Next week, I am going to be talking about the power of play and processing big emotions. My guest next week will be social worker Elise Grunia, and we're going to be talking about that. I love talking about emotions because, you know what? Babies and toddlers and children, we only get emotionally mature at 24, 25 years old. So we need to know how to process emotions and how to deal with emotions. So I'm very excited to talk to Elise Grunia next week about the power of play and processing big emotions. Talking about big emotions and important emotions, I want to remind you that one of the greatest gifts you can give your child is the example of kindness. Go out there, be kind. In this world we're living in, kindness is the most powerful thing. Thank you so much for joining me today. Until next time, enjoy your day.